All right, we are on. We don't have to do that anymore because now we're using like better equipment.
So, welcome back, everybody. The Titans of Idaho are back in the building. It's been forever a day and a little bit of COVID on the side. Not that either of us have gotten it, but the world did. Hope you all have been doing well. Hope you all have been working, and I hope you all are still alive. If we've lost any listeners, just comment in the chat and let us know, because we don't know, because we haven't been here in a while.
I have no idea.
But I'm Ben.
I'm Joe.
And we're the Titans of Idaho.
All right, so what don't you know? Let's find out something that we what's this interesting story we got here?
Oh yeah, you know, like every day it just seems like people get dumber and dumber, and it not, no pun intended on the movie, but it's just like, I saw this article. There was this prosecutor in Pennsylvania, and he got demoted from a $125,000 a year job because he would deliver DoorDash on his break or while he was on the clock. Like, he would get a ping on his phone. I've never delivered for DoorDash, so I don't really know how it works, but I'd assume it's kind of like Uber, where someone needs a ride, they contact you. Hey, go pick up this person. I think DoorDash is the same way. Hey, someone needs their food, go pick it up and bring it to them. So this prosecutor making 125 grand a year was still DoorDashing and got caught. How much money are these DoorDash people actually making?
Must be pretty good money.
Because 125 grand a year seems like a pretty cushy job to me, but you know, to each his own. It is, you know, COVID society, so maybe there's surge prices or something.
Well, there's the COVID charge, which is cash only, $100.
Oh, is there a COVID charge?
I have no idea. I've never even used the service. I've never worked for that service.
I know I've used Uber Eats and they don't even come near your house. Like, they leave it on the sidewalk in front of your house or like on your porch. Like, they don't knock or anything. They just like seriously drop it and run. And then you have to see on the app that it got to you. But
so, like, leave it like a grenade. Run!
That's besides the point. You are a prosecutor for the state of Pennsylvania. That's a very cushy job. And I'm pretty sure you, maybe he was delivering his own orders. So that way he got paid.
Now you see.
You're seeing his rating.
This guy is on a whole nother level.
I mean, he's on the dumbest people list. So maybe.
He's only one step below.
Like, there's tiers to the article. And this is the second article on the list. Like, the first article is freaking hilarious. But, you know, the Titans of Idaho don't get political. But we'll just tell you anyway that they had to move a wax statue in Texas of Donald Trump because people just kept on walking up to it and punching it in the face. So I didn't think that was a funny article, but it's pretty freaking funny. I don't know.
Anyway, prosecutor, this is very interesting though. Like, I can't imagine like what this guy was thinking when he said, you know what? I am busy, you know, handling cases, but someone's hungry. Let me help them out too.
Well, and they caught him multiple times. It says that it was a span that they were monitoring him was between October 2020 and February 2021. So it's not like he was just doing it a couple times. He was caught over multiple times, and they wanted to see how much he was going to do it.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe he's like doing drugs or selling drugs on during these trips or something.
I don't know.
This is weird. Well, good news Domino's is always hiring, buddy.
Well, no, they said they kept him on the payroll because of, you know, in the COVID society, second chances are reasons to keep people around, like redemption. Like, maybe he's going to redeem himself and one day become a prosecutor again. Could you imagine explaining to your parents that you went to law school and spent however upteen amounts of money you had to get that degree, and then you got demoted because you felt more comfortable delivering DoorDash?
Hey, Dad.
That's my son.
For a couple
months. My son is the best.
Lost my job. You know, I was doing the DoorDash.
Yeah, exactly.
They demoted me and my you know.
Exactly, which is, it's actually the perfect segue into the topic of the day. Like, society right now, like, there's two industries that are just booming. And that's like, it's insane. Internet is probably number one. There are so many people that want faster internet, that need internet, because we've become crippled as a society by the quality of our Wi-Fi. We really have. And that, I mean, that goes into part two, Amazon. Like, that is an anomaly. How many people use Amazon on a daily basis? And I am sad to say that I am part of that culture and guilty, because I order stuff from Amazon. Like, I needed a muffler for my car the other week. So I went on Amazon and it was $1,000 cheaper than if I got it from the company that made the car.
Yeah, actually, you know, what's funny is that, you know, a lot of people look at Amazon as like this big trillion-dollar corporation. And it is, for sure, don't get me wrong. But what they fail to realize is that so many people, and not just the people that work like an hourly wage for Amazon, right? There's so many people who make their career through Amazon, from selling stuff on Amazon. There are people who write best-selling books that are exclusively on Amazon. So between that, shipping, all that stuff, like, it's like crazy how many people are actually supported by this one website.
Right. And then that comes around full circle, the internet. People need the internet. Like, they are getting Wi-Fi upgrades in like airports and grocery stores, and it, like, everybody is so connected to their phone and they're so scared of contact with other people that all of these businesses, like, you can now pay from your phone without ever having to touch a credit card machine. Like, and they have the cards now have these chips in them that you can just hold it, like, hover it over the credit card reader and it scans it automatically. Like, it's scary how dependent society is on the internet. I saw a car that can link up to your Spotify, that if you're at a traffic light, you can check your Facebook on. Like, really?
That does not sound safe. And I bet you that's a Tesla, right?
I know Tesla. No, it's actually not a Tesla. It's like, it was like a some kind of Chevy. Like, you can go on your iHeartRadio account, you can go on your Zoom, like, what's that other one? Spotify. Like, you can get a lot of internet services. You can go on like your Apple Play and all these internet-based things. And it's ridiculous. Yeah. It really is. But the industry is booming. It is incredible how many people are just using the internet on a daily basis.
Well, and look, we're using the internet right now.
I was just about to say that. We're guilty as charged, because right now this is going to be coming to you via the internet.
Boom.
Why? Because we don't know. I mean, honestly, we have no idea, but entertainment can be found in all different forms. And there are people out there, and we've talked to you, that want to hear what we're saying or just want a welcome escape from their everyday life. And we're here to provide that for you.
You're welcome. So,
dude, you got to be humble about it. Don't just feel like you're welcome. Like,
thank you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it was sarcasm. But here's the interesting thing about this internet, you know, Amazon connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the internet, right? Amazon just wouldn't be. It wouldn't exist. But what's interesting is that Amazon existed in a time when no one even knew the internet existed.
Right.
You know, so it's been there almost the entire time, and they've grown together, which is kind of interesting. And now Amazon owns like Whole Foods. What else they own?
Earth America?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Oh yeah, they own the servers that the CIA uses. Okay, so did you know that? Yeah, the CIA.
Is this another one of your conspiracy theories, or is this accurate?
This is accurate. You can look this up. The CIA had Amazon build servers for them.
And where can you look this up, Joe? Can it be in like a hardcover book, or are you talking about the internet?
The internet. So here on Google, let's see.
No, you're just proving the point more and more.
Yeah.
That piece of information you would not have had you not seen it on the internet. Like, you inadvertently just proved our entire point that you are so dependent. I am so dependent. The world is so dependent on this thing. And the industry is booming because people that provide internet coverage, people that are coming up with new technologies and engineers, they're geniuses, and they're just that's where the money's going. And it's crazy. Like, I think Call of Duty on like the phones and stuff like that went up like a billion users or something ridiculous. I'd have to look it up on the internet to find out the exact number, but.
Well, there you go. You still have to look it up on the internet. Well, what's interesting, so it was a $600 million deal developed by Amazon Web Services for the Central Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to be served. It says here that they will be servicing all 17 agencies that make up the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do know is that they do have servers that they use just for the CIA. So that kind of sounds like that's what this is. This article is from actually 2014. So pretty old.
Okay.
And by now that's probably done. That's old business at this point.
Right. Yeah. And then we were thinking another thing that we've been doing is that in the show, we wanted to have certain topics that we're going to cover. And then we were going to introduce a new one tonight, I think. And that was dad advice. And there's different types of dad advice. There's good advice. There's bad advice. But since we're going to you, we figured we would just start with bad dad advice and see what you got, Joe, because you've got two kids. I've got three kids now. We've done a couple things. We've been around the block, so to speak. We've hoarded ourselves out to society enough to have some mistakes happen. I mean, have we dropped our kids on the floor by accident? I don't think so. No.
I hope not.
Never.
No. But
what do you got, Joe?
All right. So one thing is this. So if you really want to scare and piss off the mother of your child, make sure when they're very young, little baby, you take them and toss them as high as you can up in the air in front of her.
And catch them or see if she'll come for them?
No, catch them. Make sure you catch them.
Oh, okay.
And definitely catch them. All right. They don't float.
America, catch them. Joe does not say wait. Catch them.
Yes. Exclusively America, because the rest of the planet, we do not have to explain that to you. You guys just understand that concept. But only in America do you have to be told.
Do not finish that statement, Joe. We're not going to get into that cultural crap tonight. That is a whole different podcast that we do not have enough time for tonight. But keep going.
Right, so make sure you throw your babies high up in the air. Catch them. Definitely catch them. Do in front of the mother. But here's the real advice. The real advice is...
Don't use the baby as a shield when she swings at you?
No, definitely don't. Use your
face. Oh, no. I thought that was the real advice you were about to say.
No, the real advice is this. Before you do that, make sure you practice doing it without her looking. So that she thinks that you're doing this for the first time and scare the living bejesus out of her.
Okay.
Hey,
fair enough.
Try something with the baby. No!
My kids are a little big to start that now, but I'm assuming you mean two and under. So you got two kids and two and under? Give it a go. Why not? And then when you're at the dinner table.
Do it with a five-year-old. Forget it.
Then when you're at the dinner table, there's nothing moms like more than bad dad jokes. Do you have any bad dad jokes? Because I think I might have one. Let's see. Why do kangaroos hate it when it's raining?
Why?
Because the kids have to play inside. Oh my gosh. That was cheesy and awesome and amazing.
Oh my God. Total mozzarella.
And there is also another shameless plug that we could put in here too, is that young Joe and myself, we are currently writing a book, and it's kind of like a guide in a way on how to not do certain things, because as Joe so eloquently put it before, we do live in a society where people do need to be told certain things. You would think it would be common sense. You would think it would be common knowledge, but it's really not. So we're going to just share a little tidbit on how to not get arrested. So, like, you would think people would understand. If it's illegal, don't do it. If it's really, really stupid and you or someone else could get hurt, don't do it. If you look at your mom in the face and tell her your plan and she just shakes her head in disappointment, it's probably not something you should do.
Probably.
Potentially.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your mother, right?
So one that we came up with that is, I mean, it should be known, but it's not. It's don't post on social media a list of people you want to kill and then tag them in the post.
Definitely do not do that. Not a good idea.
Attention,
people I want to kill. Here is the list. There will be police knocking on your door. I definitely don't. Do not do this. Do not explain the ways you're going to kill them either.
Yeah, exactly. And the next one's great because I've personally been in grocery stores before when this has happened, or like Walmarts and stuff like that, because Walmart is like just the pinnacle of human existence. And if there's anything positive or negative that could happen anywhere in the world, it would have happened at a Walmart at least once in someone's lifetime. Don't go into a store stuffing large items of unpaid merchandise in your shirt and or pants, and then loudly announcing as you're casually walking out the door, nothing to see here.
I once saw
a woman at a Walmart with meat hanging out of her purse, and the security guards at Walmart grabbed her purse and she ran and left her purse. Okay, two problems here. Number one, you're on camera and you're caught, but you're wearing a mask. So, you know, there's a good chance that you won't be able to be identified. But number two, if you are dumb enough to do this and bring your purse in, chances are your ID and your wallet are inside the bag. So you just run for it and be like, oh, it wasn't me.
It's like, it's that person over there.
Yeah.
All right, like, so this happened. All right, check this out. So I'm in 7-Eleven.
Okay.
He took one of those, I don't know, those 12 packs of sodas, and he stuffed it under his shirt. We're talking about 12 cans of soda. Do you know how? Yeah. Shameless plug. All right, so please pay us.
Okay, so a 12 pack of soda under his shirt.
You know how big that is? I mean, that's literally like, I don't, that's like, it's huge. It's like, here, I got a box. Where's that box I had? Oh, here, look. It's bigger than this foot pedal, okay? And you're trying to stuff it under his shirt, okay? And then he tries to casually walk out the store with it. So I stop him and I'm like, hey man, what you got there? He's like, huh? Oh, nothing. I'm like, that was smooth. He's like, what? No, man, the real criminals are the Hollywood people, because they charge you money for watching movies. I'm like, don't they spend millions of dollars to make the movies? They're like, yeah, but you know, they make enough money. I'm like, okay, so what are you taking right now? What is this under your shirt? He goes, nothing, man, nothing. You know, they're the real criminals. So I go, I got him at the door. So I go to the, I'm standing there blocking him. And by the way, in this store, this is a 7-Eleven, right across the street is a police station, right? Like, the police could see right into the store from their building. So I don't know why this guy decided stealing from 7-Eleven. This 7-Eleven was a good idea, but he did. But so I go to the cashier. I go, he's stealing. And this guy's like, what? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And as that's happening, the cops come walking into the store. And the guy's like, oh, no, I'm not. And the cops look at him and they look at me. They're like, what is going on here? I'm like, he's stealing. And the cop looks at him like this. He goes, and the guy's like, I don't know this guy. And the cop turns back to me like this. He goes, "He doesn't know you. Leave him alone."
What flavor soda was he taking?
I never got to, it was Pepsi, but I couldn't.
Yeah. It wasn't like Squirt or Mellow Yellow or like one of the fantastic flavors like root beer. No, just it was regular Pepsi.
Regular Pepsi. So
I don't even get it.
I don't get it. So the cop says that to me. He goes, "He doesn't know you. Leave him alone." I'm like, I don't understand how that means that he can't be stealing. And then the cop's like, because he let the guy walk out the store. And I'm like, I don't have to know him to see him steal. And he's like, and he runs out the door after the guy. And then they arrested him. Right. But I'm like, what the heck? And then the cops come to me as I'm leaving the store with my paid merchandise. Right. And they stop me. And I don't know what they're going to say. I'm assuming they're going to say, you know, "Thanks for looking out" or something like that. He says, "Don't do that." I'm like, "Don't do what?" He goes, "You don't know if that guy had a gun. What if he shot you?" I'm like, I didn't say this to him, but I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, I don't think a guy stealing cans of soda is going to kill someone or is walking around with a gun. If he did, he might as well just rob the cashier for money at that point.
America. I mean, and that is, it's all about segues, and that's the perfect segue into our last how to not for the night. Don't hug random people's children. I mean, and we had to put an author's note in this, like author side note. Do we seriously need to say this? I mean, really? Don't do it. Like, but your story is the epitome. Like, don't just go up to random people's children and hug them. It just doesn't make sense. Like, go to the toy store, go to Walmart, grab a life-size doll and hug that.
Yeah. By the way, just to put it out there, hugging a random person's child is it's open ground on whatever happens to you. All right.
Yeah.
Not a joke. If some dude comes over and beats you to a bloody pulp, that's what you were asking for. So do not hug someone's child.
But you know, we in the Titans of Idaho are equal opportunists. So we're going to put that out there just that everybody understands. Because we don't know 100% what type of people are watching this program. So we need to make sure that we cover all our bases. Diet Coke, pay us. Idiots, don't touch other people's kids and don't steal.
Don't steal.
Really simple. And then to wrap it up, we have the cherry on top, which is this wonderful human being with a beard. We're not talking about ourselves. We're talking about the man, the myth,
the legend.
Chuck Norris. What do you got, Joe? Tell me something about him that I don't know.
So, you know, in the book Revelations, right? It's a Bible book. They talk about Armageddon, the end of the world. It was actually supposed to happen about 30 years ago.
Joe, we agreed that in this podcast, we wouldn't talk about religion, politics, or anything negative. And then you're quoting a book that I guarantee 99% of the world hasn't read, but go for it anyway, because we can look it up on the internet.
That's right. We can use the internet to look it up. And if you're interested in ordering it, Amazon's got you on that one. So
pay us.
So Armageddon supposedly was supposed to happen about 30 years ago. But when Lucifer came to take over the world, he saw Chuck Norris and said, "Never mind, I'll go back."
You know, that's perfect. That's perfect. If only Chuck Norris had fought COVID before the rest of the world had to, we would not be here today.
That's right. But
part of me feels like the world is not worse off. It's not really better. It's just another thing that we're going to deal with. And then when this is over, something else is going to happen. I mean,
there's always something new.
There is always something new. And on that note, my name is Ben.
And I'm Joe.
We're the Titans of I Don't Know. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back next time. See ya.
See you later.